your levels up.
What are you? Oh, you're three. You should be three.
Three?
That's headphones.
I'm something.
That's headphones.
Oh, that's headphones. My bad.
Maybe I'm four.
There we go. Three? Test, test. Ooh, I'm three.
Am I? Oh, you're three. Yeah.
You must be four.
Am I four? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Rickshaw four.
There we go.
That's right.
You're going to blow my eardrums out.
See, he knew. What's up, Tim Allen?
Welcome B back to the podcast. Wait, hey, first, B. Let's kick it off. You know, we are here once again, live at K Rico Coffee, drinking some awesome brew here in the heart of Hollywood with Rick, Deanna, and almost like our special guest, but OG, B.
B.
Hey.
B was missing for the last couple because he was straight up Tim Allen it.
Yep.
Doing his own shit.
I was dabbing.
Listen.
Blew his whole arm off jacking off.
Oh man.
We won't talk about that. But that the small was... Cambodian building a fence by himself got enough praise.
I'm right handed, but yeah, I use my left hand on occasion.
You were trying to do that stranger thing.
Stranger.
That's how it was. You're trying to do the stranger.
You sit on it for about 20 minutes and then you just go to town, bro.
Well, that's the problem. You've been working out now too much and now your glutes are stronger than they used to be.
Bro, when you gonna come and test that grip in jiu-jitsu, man? People missing you. Scott's like, yeah, that's what he said. He hurt his arm.
He hurts though.
I saw Scott almost choke out his own offspring yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That's how much he misses you.
Yeah.
I know. Like, I know. He has to choke out his own offspring now.
Yeah. I'll be back real soon. Trust me.
Yeah. This is after they're born. Like, he wasn't choking it like before they were born.
Yeah.
He was choking his offspring after they were born.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's the issue.
You got to teach the choke by receiving it.
Damn.
Because then if you know how it feels.
I mean, right? You got a point there, fair but enough, you know, you have an offspring, bring Chloe in and be like, yo, man.
Let me choke you out.
She's in teenager land. I don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
My favorite time.
Uh-oh.
My favorite time for teenagers.
I'm scared.
So B built a whole fucking backyard wooden fence by himself with his power tools. He took video of it too. He look, you know, trying to look with his beard game.
Video?
Yo,
oh,
yeah. It's funny because he's like the cross between like, you know, the Cambodian laborer and like, you know, the southern dude with the big beard. Like he's like he's working both ends of it.
Man,
he had people giving him you know, asking for his card. The guys asking for his card, and the ladies just kept walking by like.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you he's swinging that big ass hammer.
I'm sorry, like
Misty was there beating him off with a stick. Stop looking at my husband. She had the pose out there.
I feel like you've edited it already, like to play like, you know, that sexy saxophone song in the background. And he's just like.
Yeah, I was listening to jazz though.
Yeah,
comment.
I like fusion jazz, like when I'm working.
Oh my god,
fusion jazz, my ass. He was all that. What was that guy's name? That white guy with the alto sax. What's his name again?
Kenny G.
Yeah, Kenny G.
No.
You were listening to your Kenny G.
No, I'm too dark for that, and too young.
Too dark and too young.
Oops, I dropped it.
Too young.
Anyway, and then let's see. Deanna just came back from her trip to Austin where they were scouring the Texas ladies. You guys disappointed her on hooking up that threesome.
Oh, no, Debbie does Dallas or anything, right?
She thought everything
there
was big.
No,
Denzel and Prissy does Dallas.
Yeah.
No, does Austin.
Is it Austin?
Uh oh.
I've been to Austin. Austin's nice.
Yeah.
I was not looking for a threesome when I was there, you know, but, you know, I had different priorities.
Nice. It was nice because you weren't looking for a threesome.
You know, what I did find in Austin?
What'd you find in Austin?
I found a food truck called the Glory Hole that had the best fucking hot dogs.
I bet it was great.
Austin has some really good food trucks though.
That food truck alley.
Mm-hmm.
Where
they do.
Yeah,
they have
that was
some really good food trucks.
Isn't that where they film Chef?
Chef. Sorry, I'm on that
wrong
level.
Movie.
I'm like,
sorry,
yo.
Not proper PNC today.
Have you ever seen Chef? The food truck?
No.
Oh. You
Chef the food
it.
Truck? What the fuck is Chef the food truck?
Chef.
Oh, the movie.
Chef.
Oh,
are you talking
Chef.
About the like movie? Cooking?
He keeps saying Chef. I'm saying Chef.
The movie though, right?
I'm congested.
It must be your accent.
Well, I might be a little congested.
It's all the wood dust that he was inhaling.
Chef. Chef. Chef.
Oh my god. Restaurant chef that ends up quitting his job and then starting his dream job where he always
in France,
to do, which is like have a
in France, a five star Michelin star. Mm-mm. Oh, that was an,
it was the creator of Mandalorian. I can't even talk today.
Like this guy, like he quits being like a restaurant chef and ends up doing like a food truck.
Yeah.
Because he always wanted to like have his own like stuff, so he does like his own food truck, and then he takes his kid with him because he doesn't spend any time with his kid, mm-hmm. and his kid like starts like you know taking adventures of their travel on social media, and they start blowing up and getting.
He's seen it.
Who?
I've seen it.
Yeah,
It was actually a really good movie. It's called Chef. It's a really good, really good father son bonding movie.
Mm-hmm. I saw a different one. That was
food truck movie. What streaming network?
Netflix,
I don't know.
Right?
It came out years ago. Yeah. I want to say Netflix probably. Yeah,
but no Netflix. They probably like dropped it.
Because there was a Chef one on Netflix I recently watched. That was about a guy who like, what was his name? Bradley Cooper. It was he failed at a restaurant here.
Burnt?
Huh?
That's burnt.
Burnt?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, me and B know all the
We all into the cooking movies. Yeah, like, yeah.
Me and B know those cooking movies, man. Hold on one sec.
The foodies.
Heard.
It's like food? Yeah, we know that.
And let me see. So my adventure, I just finished working South Beach Food and Wine Festival. And for the first time, I worked there for like 17 years. And the first time, came back to our hotel room. This is the first time I had a roommate in a while, actually. And the first time I come back to the hotel room, and my roommate calls me. I'm 3 minutes behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Walking through the lobby. He calls me and said, yo, why are there two naked girls in your room? In our room, sorry. And then he said, like, what? And I'm like, yeah, there's two naked girls in your bed. The fuck you mean there's two naked girls in my bed? I was like, take a picture, because I'm thinking he's fucking with me. And then I hear them in the background.
He wasn't fucking with you.
And I was, he was trying to fuck with them. No, he was not. No, he was not, because he actually stepped into the bathroom when they asked for privacy.
Because
I was like, he was about to, well, he said he stepped in the bathroom for like 1 second, and he heard me knock on the door. Mm-hmm. My hands were full. So I come in, and legit, there's two girls, like one blonde, one brunette, that were in our room. They were still fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to name the hotel because I got the video from the hotel, so I might get him in trouble.
Just so we're clear, I want to see that video.
Huh?
Just so we're clear, I want to see that video.
I didn't post it on the... Oh, I didn't show you guys?
No. Everyone in unison, no.
My bad, I didn't show you guys a video.
Look at this guy.
Anyway, so we were like... and they were like, yo, what are you doing in our room? And we're like, this ain't your room. I mean, you could clearly see my bags down, Sheldon's bags down. Like, you know, you saw our stuff there.
Oh, y'all shit was already in there.
Yes.
Damn. That's
yes, we were in our room. Like,
I thought you were just getting there or something.
No, sir. I got there Wednesday night.
Oh.
This happened Friday.
Right.
Hotel was trying to leave them a nice welcome back present.
One girl definitely left her pants there.
What?
As well as a lot of DNA because, like I said, Sheldon's bed was absolutely soaking wet. And it was not pee. And it was not.
I mean, depending on who you ask, it was or it wasn't pee.
No.
Depending on who you ask, it was or it wasn't pee.
But his mattress had to be changed. My bed just had to change the sheets. But yeah, we found out later on, like, it wasn't just the bed that was wet. Because, you know, walking to the bathroom, I was like, you know, 2 a.m. in the morning. I was like, I'm just like, oh, did I just step in? It's one of those weeks.
This is beautiful.
I think I would have rather have been urine.
Yeah, no.
At least, well, you know,
no,
urine.
No. I'll take the squirt.
Urine's actually pretty, what was it, sanitary?
It's sanitary, yeah. It's like almost antiseptic. So that's a picture of one of the girls, the one that was drunk off her butt.
Oh, they were doing something in there.
All right. Oh, no, that was right. So, like, this happened. So what happened is the cleaning lady came in to clean our room at 11 a.m. They are fucking... I mean, it's... And the more I talk about it, the more I'm realizing, like, you know, like, listen, it's South Beach on a Friday. It's not that insane, but listen.
Right.
You are drunk off your ass at 11 a.m. in the morning on a Friday.
Yeah.
So they go into our room with the cleaning lady. And the cleaning lady's like, I'm in there cleaning. And they're saying it's their room. I said, well, let me finish cleaning and, you know, I'll be done in a minute. So they go out. Then they go down the hall. They try other doors. And then they come back to our room and they're complaining again. So the lady just kind of just says, like, fuck it, and just leaves.
I haven't been that drunk in forever.
Oh, I mean, they were young. I mean, and, you know, I love the comments. And, you know, like, oh, yeah,
I'm gonna drop my pants and say, come on. And
it's like, yeah. Listen, man, I just put like 12 hours on the beach, yeah, hauling stuff, so opening boxes, like, right. You know, doing
she's
shit.
She's doing the back step.
Last thing I want to do is just like, nah.
They need to taste how your day is.
Sure. She did the back step. This bitch is so drunk.
Yo, she's drunk.
Oh, my God.
And listen, they were in her room for 8 hours.
She's 7 hours. Walking the whole width of the damn hallway, bro. She's
left 7 hours, yo. 7 hours in our room. And they were still fucked up when we came in.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, we were like, you know what?
Maybe they weren't walking like that because they were fucked up. Maybe it was the reason why his mattress was soaked.
I mean, before we find out how they got in, because I'm thinking, like, there's no way they could get in without a key. Either somebody downstairs hooked them up with the key, or they are just great, and maybe they get drunk and they could just pick any lock in the world or whatever. Mm. So I was just like, you know, let's go downstairs and talk about it. So they're like, hey, let's go downstairs. We'll talk about it, right? So we're on our way downstairs. Mm-hmm. You know, two girls see the emergency exit and bolt. Out the door. So we tell the desk guy, and the desk guy's just like looking at us like, the fuck? And he calls the owner of the hotel, and the owner of the hotel is like, get on the cameras. So he goes on the cameras, and I'm just like, you know what? I don't even want to deal with this. I'm going to go get a drink. Because I was like,
really?
So I go out to get a drink, and I come back, and he's like, oh, yeah. He shows me the camera footage. And he's like, yeah, I recorded it. So I'm like, yo, send that to me.
Right.
He's like, oh, I'm not supposed to. And there's a camera watching us do it, too.
Come on.
So he's just like, I'm just going to airdrop it. You know, he mouths the word. I'm just
he was able to pull it up on his phone.
Yeah, he recorded on his phone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My dog went, ew.
Yeah, he called the cleaning lady, asked the cleaning lady what happened. She told him, like, yeah, these two girls came in, kind of pushed
that's
out of the
Apple
room.
That's an Apple phone.
Blah, 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 blah.
I thought you have a...
I have an Android. So so we work on an all-girls crew.
Uh-huh.
Like, the culinary department is mainly all women. Me and Sheldon are the only two guys, and the thing is, we're the two black guys on the crew. Listen, as we're taking them out of the room,
I don't
right,
like this setup.
One of the ladies walks by, and Sheldon's like, because Sheldon's married, too. He's just like, Jenna, it's not what you think. And Jenna just kind of like raises her. She's just like, you know, hey, everybody's got to get it in right. As long as it's not me.
It just reminds me.
And Osage just sitting there like, yeah, man.
I was like, whatever. I was like, I just want my room.
If you ever watch White Lotus, that's definitely a scene.
Everybody's been talking about White Lotus. I have not seen it yet. I know it's been a week. I'm going to pull up White Lotus because
it's on the second season.
It's not like the opposite of Black Mirror or the same as like Black Mirror.
Yeah, it's just with white people.
Yeah, so
I was thinking more of Chinese, you know, White Lotus. Like,
no, I mean, there is a guy in there that's like mixed, obviously. There's like Asian and white.
Is that really what it's like? Is it really like Black Mirror? Like, is this like some Black Mirror type shit?
It's more like Fantasy Island.
Wait, where is White Lotus streaming at? Like, the answer. Where's the streaming at? So I know what
HBO.
Oh, okay, HBO. All right, I'll pull it.
Lucky
I'll
for me,
HBO.
Yeah,
I got HBO since I'm watching The Last of Us.
I
cried first episode.
I believe you.
On what?
He pulled out his nut hair when he was watching it.
Okay, so there's a TV show called The Last of Us. It's on HBO.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with it.
He cried
just
the first episode.
So here's the thing. Okay. Oh, you know the feels. Wait. You know the feels because you and me are in the same position.
Man. Yeah.
So the first episode, 34 minutes in, that scene happens.
Oh, yeah.
And it hit me.
Yeah, you're running with your daughter, bro.
Yeah.
Like, all the girl dads are all like.
Every girl dad was like, fuck. But here's where it gets crazy. I played the game when it first came out over 10 years ago. So it came out like around 10 years ago or a little bit over 10 years ago. I played it. I cried in that scene in the game.
Right.
In the game, it's like 15 minutes in.
Yeah, it's gameplay kind of, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I had like a little watery eye moment. Then I had my daughter. Mm-hmm. And then they made a revamped, you know, high graphic version of it again.
Yeah.
And I played it again.
Mm-hmm.
I cried harder.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, I got a daughter now. Like, I feel that. So now the HBO season comes out, and I'm like, I see the scene coming up, and I was like, yo, you're a grown-ass man, Rick. You can do this shit.
I'm a copy-ass MVP and put on replay. For the next, like, 5 episodes of this podcast, I'm just going to hold it up and just play it on replay.
Don't do that.
I just want to see him cry.
It's real because
the terror
because
in his voice.
The scream and the cry is, like, so real.
Dad, you know, just...
And it's just, like, the scream and the cry and everything. And, like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, I got my arms folded on the couch as I watched it because I know I'm like, you're good. And then my eyes start watering. And I'm like, okay, watering's fine.
It's not good.
One tear drops. I'm like, damn it. And then like more tears drop after that. I'm like, God damn.
It was emotional. It hits. Yeah.
By the way, we're about 15 minutes in and we still haven't done our intro. So welcome to the next edition of the D Squad.
Talking about feelings.
I know. All right, let's move on.
Well, at least let people know what they're listening to.
Yeah, right. We got to. We should said at the beginning. Yeah, so before we get to the main topic, I just want to know, who taught you the most about sex? And would you advocate your kids learning the same way? I put on here, like, who taught you the most about sex? Was it your parents, your peers, porn, your priest? You know, we all got different people.
It wasn't my priest.
Are you sure?
Positive.
It was cumulative skill acquisition.
Wow.
Yo, he built a fence, and now he's got big words. Like, bro, keep it Tim Allen. Go grab the... Let's keep it simple for this layman, people.
You want me to grunt on here? Yeah.
A cumulative skill acclimation.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, acquisition.
Acquisition.
Yeah.
This is why he works, you know, the high-tech, like, yeah, you know, IT jobs.
That's this guy right here.
I would have to say, like, a mix between porn and erotica. I remember my dad used to, you know, he worked and went to school, so he was always busy. So he was drop us off with people to watch us. And this one lady, she had a library, and I'm a reader. And I found this a book. I think I had to be like,
why should you say it like that?
Maybe eight or between 8 and 10.
Bro, right. When you find out your parents, your aunts and uncles are freaks.
Oh my God.
Blows your mind.
Mm-hmm. I started reading this book. Yeah. Oh my goodness. And it was talking all this nasty talk. I was like, ooh, started getting feelings down like, there. I was like hey.
Tingling. Why am I tingling?
Right. And then I don't know. And then I was just like caught up with it. Sex was just something that I just started very curious. So I kind of.
So I'm partially like you. Like after the first time I had it, I was like, I found that the adults only section of the library. I used to sneak in there and be like, all right, let me go through it. Did a lot of reading. Thought I knew a lot. Then I went to college and I met this chick who was like an ex-bodybuilder. She was like 7-8 years older than me. And that was like applied knowledge. So, you know, all the stuff you read doesn't actually work. And then you get the applied knowledge standard. And she like, I didn't want to mess around for like a good 3-4 months, but it was like 3-4 months of like, it was like advanced level learning for me. So.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Rick, you're up.
You know what's funny is I think I've answered this question before.
I mean, but not in this context.
Not in this episode. You are correct. I'm just like, in my head, I was like, man, I feel like I've talked about this before. For me, it was my mother. Because she used to work at the like health.
She was a nurse, right?
No, she used to work at like the health department or health clinic at Detroit.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. She went through everything with you. Yeah. Don't get STDs.
She's handing out penicillin and
she
shit.
She had like a condoms. Whole presentation to do one day.
No, but
like,
I mean, so you learn about sex, but like, I mean, like,
so yeah,
not just
so,
like sex. I mean, so, like pleasuring a woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was done.
I mean, like sex is just sex. Like, you know, anybody can, I think we're all born with the just
well, I mean,
sex.
Well, the question was, who taught you the most about sex?
Okay, my bad. Yes.
Okay.
My bad.
That was the question.
Yes.
I'm just answering.
Who taught you how to really pleasure a woman or a man?
I think
or everyone in between.
Why are you looking at me when you said man? What the fuck?
He's got
I
that
think the
beard.
Man part was for me, you guys.
I was trying to get
don't get scared. Don't get scared. I see the nervousness on your faces. He was talking to me.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, wait a minute. How much does Osai know?
Well, there was this girl in the neighborhood.
I know you never tasted your own nut, homie.
So that's for damn sure. That's for
but that,
damn.
But you never say you didn't taste some other dude's nut.
Whoa. Okay, we are.
Brakes.
Yo, pump the brakes, hit the e-brake, all that. Give me the, open the parachute, everything. I'm going to need all that, like right now. Okay, Don't you clap. No, there is no clapping here. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
thank God B's here because it took me like
a minute.
I had this thing for like months and I just figured out how to
I know,
use
I figured he'd
effect.
Be like an expert with this thing by now.
Nah, but, man, he's been slacking.
Shut up.
So, quit dodging the fucking question.
Yeah,
bro.
Answer the fucking question.
I think that was done through trials and tribulations with friends.
Okay, I understand that, but like, there's got to be one person that you got to be like, same thing.
Like, you hit some
even
milestones.
Though you, there's somebody who like hit you with, you were just like, whoa.
Like, no, like, hey, opened you like up. This. This is what girls like. Like, that person.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay, I think.
I know you dated older women too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually,
were they schooling?
It was probably both of the older women that I dated for the longest time that taught me the most. Mm-hmm. One was the first time I ever got my ass eaten, so that was interesting.
Yeah, once you lick the back of your balls, bro.
I mean,
that'll change your life.
Oh. Shoot.
But, you know,
too much.
Did she make you look in the mirror?
No, the way that you said it was such a straight face. Yeah, yeah, first time I got my ass in me. I'm drinking hot coffee here. The fuck? That almost came out through my nose.
Yeah, I know. I was in his fucking trajectory right here, bro.
B almost got wet.
Caught wet.
Both of you almost got it.
I'd be like, what the hell, man? I'm answering your question.
You got to be cautious drinking shit on this podcast.
Yeah.
You'll fuck your world up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think one was the first one that I dated. She was older than me. She's the mother of my child. But yeah, I think so. She was like probably like my first milestone of like teaching and experimenting and like when to like slow things down and kind of like ease into everything and, you know, take your time adventuring around the woman's body and stuff and not just rah, rah, rah. So she was probably my first one into that.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, she taught me that guys have sensitive body parts as well. So that was interesting.
Mm hmm.
And then my second one after that was another woman who was a little bit older. And yeah, that was interesting. I think that was like my first squirter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think me and you have the same path, bro. Like I dated a girl that was a few years older than me as a teen.
I think not every guy, but at least these three. Like I said, mine was from an older woman. She was definitely older than me.
Right.
Yeah. And so
she took the time. Like she wanted to go on a journey.
Like she knew what she wanted.
Yeah.
And she was like, this is what I like. Not this, not that. Save that for your little high school girls, because no, that don't work.
And you know, it's so funny that because all of you guys are like, yeah, older woman, and I'm thinking to myself like,
yeah, you were there.
I'm like, I never had like a dude. Like, I never really had an older guy, like, be like, okay, this is how you do this or that. Like, for me, I was experimental, so I experimented a lot.
Yeah, but I think guys don't know either. Like, we were all, like, a little bit older,
but
too.
But, yeah, I never, until recently, like, I've never had a guy that was as vocal to be like, okay, yes, I like this, or no, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Most guys are just like, oh, I'm grateful you're putting your mouth on my dick. Just do whatever you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
For women, and then it's like, then you want to be mad because I don't know how to suck dick. Well, guess what? You didn't tell me what you like. Most women are not able to read a man's body.
Right.
Yeah. You know, well, something I like to do. So, but you know what I mean? No, most women are not like that. So if you're not going to tell them.
Like a fiddle.
Exactly. If you don't tell them what you like or what you don't like, how is it supposed to be better?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you do have to take time with your sexual partners and you know, play with those things and,
yeah,
you know.
Test the waters.
To be honest, like,
Keep asking for anal.
This is my first relationship, like, sexual relationship that I've been able to just be myself and experiment and, like, somebody that actually takes the time to experiment. Like, let's try this shit together. Like, let's do it. Let's do the damn thing.
Nice. Now, would you advocate your kids learning the same way?
I don't.
Or your offspring.
I prefer my kids.
There are things that I don't have to fucking know, man. Like, I can. Ignorance is bliss on that subject for me. Like,
yeah, like
I don't know.
Like, even when you asked the question, my head got hot.
Yeah.
Like,
that's because you guys have daughters. That's because you have daughters.
I mean, but you have a son.
Is that the toxic male masculinity in this?
I don't know if it's like toxic male masculinity, but it's like you just don't want to imagine because we know what sex is. Okay.
Right.
So, like, we have experienced it. We know the ups, the downs, the goods, the bads, the great, and the horribles.
Yeah.
So, I have a vivid imagination, so you can't be saying stuff like that because, like, then I'm like my brain is like tries to go into like, oh, think about your daughter having sex, and it shuts off, and it's just hot fire in my brain. Like,
okay,
it can't
would you rather an older dude teach her?
No. Okay, so like,
so that's the question. It's like, how would you want her to learn?
Yeah,
visit a daycare.
Yeah, right.
Have the conversation there with a bunch of screaming fucking kids, and trust me, you'll never have to worry again.
What?
I'm just saying, like, this is what happens. This is what happens when you play with, you know, penises.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So So without little fucking snots everywhere. What I would probably do is I would probably like sit down and talk to her about like same thing my mom did, like talk to her about all the diseases out there, and, like, what everything is.
That too.
Then also show like all the safe instruments out there, like you know the female condoms, the male condoms, the plan.
We had a lot of AIDS talk when we were growing up.
We had that, but that was not sexual. That was not pleasure.
Correct. But
do you think it's empowering to teach your kids pleasure, like how to be in control of their own pleasure and sexuality?
I mean, I'm always an advocate for like just make yourself happy, but you know that could be a blanketed statement on everything in life. So, I mean,
I think that
so you would not get her a toy.
No.
I wouldn't say that I would get my kid a toy, but I am definitely behind like 100%.
Not up.
I think that you should be pleasured and you should give pleasure. That's all part of sex. And if you're getting pleasure, you should not be afraid to give it.
Oh, science.
And I definitely teach that to my kids.
Oh, listen, we tap it on. Our main topic today is going to be like we're going to hell and handbag. We're tapping on some shit today.
So like
my wife would drop.
I mean,
us.
I'll be honest. I'm just a bonus dad at the moment, and it is interesting. Because even watching Nicole try to have this conversation with her kids,
it's cringy.
It's just the basics of sex with the boys.
Yeah.
God forbid how she's gonna have it with the girl when she comes of age. But
them boys gonna starch them towels one day.
I mean,
like, oh shit, we're here.
Oh shit.
Why is these towels standing up on their own?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, it's gonna happen. But I think like
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
These towels are getting rougher. But
the thing is, it's just like you know, we want our kids to be able to be like, you know, independent, in control, to have some of this like I guess knowledge.
Yeah,
and not go through some of the trials and tribulations that we went through.
Right.
Is there carpet?
But you have to like, but to go there, you have to take that hard road. You know what I mean?
I think my wife had that talk. I think that was mainly her department.
Like you don't even know.
I don't talk about that.
Don't you think it's important that you should know? Because she might have left some things out, or you might want to drop some hints in there too.
If,
you know,
if she feels a desire to speak to me on those subjects, I'd be all ears. But she's very modest in that sense. I don't think she.
No, I was talking about your wife. Like you and her should have had a conversation to say, "Hey,
all together,
talk about this? Yeah."
I think there needs to be a designated like
it's like an after
midwife.
Yeah, like, it is. Like this is like. Da, da, da.
I think there needs to be like a midwife or like you know the mid parent somewhere out there that like when you have like like we have girls, like we have daughters. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, you could just take your daughters to the midwife so they can explain.
Well, you know, back in the days, they used to have like pleasure houses and stuff like that where, you know, boys and girls would go there to learn.
What the
pleasure?
Fuck? Yeah. Where
okay.
was that at?
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
When was this?
Oh, I just read in a book.
Like fucking medieval fucking. You read a book?
I read a book. It wasn't. But I think, like, you know, honestly, so, like, as educational, I know it's a hot topic for a lot of people, but I think that's, like, something, like, whereas you have, like, a lot, especially, and I think it's more important for women who usually get the shit end of the stick in the whole pleasure role, because you're taught how to pleasure a guy, but not often how to pleasure yourself or how to take control of your pleasure.
I just don't I don't think that skill or ability needs to come from me. Like teaching her, like telling her that it's okay. You know, it's like
I asked like the way that you learned. Would you advocate for your kids learning that way?
You know, I think everyone has their own path.
I'm sure they do, but yeah, I'm just asking, like, the way that you got acquired this information, would you feel comfortable with your kids learning
in our current family dynamic? I don't think that it would be a comfortable subject to talk about with me.
I didn't say you could talk about. Oh, you mean the whole thing?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, in general,
it's okay, B. It's gonna be a half and half
for me,
right?
Because like, I don't mind sitting down with my daughter, like when she becomes of age, to like talk about all that.
Okay, stop.
I said, let me finish. I said it's a half and half for a reason. So I'm fine with talking to her about the educational part of it. Mm-hmm. As far as the physical experiences of it, I don't want her to learn like I learned. I kind of want her to just like save herself.
To.
I said what I want, okay?
Right.
So I just want
you want her to save herself?
I want her to like save herself until she finds like that one person that she can be happy with, like. For sure.
Listen, she's not going to know that until she fucks several different dudes.
Okay,
see? Sorry. I just want you to be.
No. Are you fucking kidding me?
Rick has left the building.
He dropped off.
I feel you, man. These are real conversations. These are real conversations. This is
at least
real.
Your daughter's not going to be 18 in a few months, bro.
This is like, real, bro. This is, and if you keep denying yourself of this, you're going to end up just having your feelings more hurt.
It's going to be a different battle throughout the years. Just, mm-hmm. It's going to be different subjects. It's going to...
The thing that I think that sucks, and it's, you know, and obviously I'm not like a natural born parent. Like I said, just a stepdad coming in, and I understand, like, if the kids were coming to me with certain things, I'd be like, a little hard to think. But I do think most parents want their kids to feel comfortable and open with them, that mm-hmm. they can talk about anything. This becomes one of those anythings, yeah, you know? Yeah. And it's like, I think... And I'm not offering any solutions to say, like, I know how to do it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think if you can broach that subject with your kid first and make them comfortable having the conversation with you, even just a little bit, just broaching into it, maybe then they will feel more comfortable coming to you when they have really or more in-depth questions.
Right.
Because right now, like, exactly. I mean, that was questions I could not ask for my parents, like, whatsoever.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I would advocate, like, because I kind of learned on my own. I wouldn't mind my kids learning, like, on their own. But when it came to those things, like you said, those questions that you had, that it was like, who do you ask?
Right.
I would really, that's why I do talk to my kids like that, and I'm very open to them. And when they do ask me questions, I'm always 100% honest when it comes to sex, because I want them to feel comfortable to ask me, because I will tell, and I tell them all the time, I'm going to always tell you the truth, no matter what it is. Yeah. Your friends don't know dick, so no. Don't ask them. Don't ask them, I promise you. They don't know.
Like, that's like asking a plumber how to do your roof.
You know,
exactly.
They would come home and just tell me these wild stories about kids doing this and that, and like going off on a tangent, getting drunk, and just partying all weekend or something like that. I'm like, they're lying to you, honey. It's like every kid has that story Monday morning. They did something over the weekend.
Yeah, of course.
You know what they did? They watched their little brother. Right. Yeah, watched Cartoon Network.
Right. Yeah. It's like, don't listen to those little punks.
I mean,
like,
yeah, but you know, they still do, like, I mean, I know you, well, grew up in a different place, but like, I did get a lot of my information from my peers and what they said that they did. So I was like, but I was the one who was like, well, let me try and do that too.
One thing was that the fact
and it was like, damn, that didn't work.
The one thing that, one tidbit of information from my bonehead friends that they always talked about was the fact that vaginas could actually be stretched to a point, if a girl was too active, that she would just be loose. That doesn't really fucking exist, right?
Just,
I know.
Hot dogs on hallway.
So, you know those girls in school, it's like, oh yeah, she's like, you know, she's whistling down, you know, whatever when she wears a dress, but.
Yeah.
But
that's called little dick syndrome.
It is.
We're talking about these gentlemen, because story time.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
All right, we got to get the story time. Then we got to get to the main talk. Right. We're already 30 minutes in. Damn.
One dude had sex with this one guy or whatever. And first of all, I didn't even realize that we had sex till he was done.
Tweet.
And then I was like, and then had, and then he had the audacity to tell like our group of friends that I was like, I was so loose and this and that and the third and this and that and this and this and that. Mind you, then I end up fucking with one of the other dudes in our group of friends. And mind you, he's like, what the fuck? I can't even get my dick in this shit. This shit's so fucking tight. What the fuck? I said, hence why I don't even remember having sex with this dude. Like, really? But yeah, that's when I realized that guys will really literally say anything.
Oh, the same face? Yes.
Exactly. Because the thing is, he probably thought that I said something. I was already so ashamed that I even did it. I'm like, nigga, I'm not going to tell nobody.
He's like,
I don't want nobody to know.
I'm not even going to admit this.
No.
Did we lose Rick? Like, Rick is gone.
Rick's like in line, like ordering.
I think he's getting food.
Lunch.
He had to put something in his stomach after that comment.
Yeah. You made his blood sugar drop with that topic, bro. Yeah.
Listen, he's got to, if he can't hear from us, he got to hear from somebody. So.
Somebody.
It's better than to come back and get smacked and be like, you know, you have the daddy, I'm pregnant type of, you know, talking, and it's like, oh, too late.
That's
too
why late. I said the daycare thing, bro. But I love the fact that my daughter, when she sees like little kids running around acting like assholes, she's like, oh my God. It's like, I already know. It's like, yeah, see? See?
This is what you want?
I mean,
no.
You see that now, but, you know, eventually get with somebody or, you know, I don't know, like, coming out of college for me, like, all my friends got that itch. Like, they want to be married and have kids. So they were trying to, like, swing and knock up anybody that they can because that was, they were trying to be locked down.
They're going biblical, huh?
Hey, they ain't sure telling them. Speaking of going biblical. Perfect.
Segue, right?
Segue into the main topic.
Let's wash some feet.
Oh my god.
So check this out. We watched and I'm gonna include the link below. So if you guys listen to this podcast, just go down there, click the link, listen to it. It's from the History Channel, which puts B to sleep, but obviously
it was
talking about like
three old fashioned.
Yeah, he was kind of drunk.
We're on Bible.
But anyway, yeah, we're on Bible.
We're on Bible God. Okay.
Yes, we're on Bible. Yes. So yeah, you'll see, look, he came back now.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm looking dead at you. Dead at you.
Anyway, so they're talking about how much sex is actually in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Relax, Rick. I know you didn't watch the video.
Jeez.
We're not talking about your daughter anymore.
It's the Lord's day.
So we're saying, like, you know, one. I mean, the thing is that when you guys watch this video, but the thing that blew my mind, like you said, when they said that the acronym for feet was not feet. Mm-hmm. Like, not the feet that you walk on, but it's a man's winter. Dick.
Yeah. Yes.
So when you rewind that back and you're just like,
you heard all
Mary Magdalene, and how she really washed Jesus' feet with her tears and her hair.
Oh, yeah. That part.
Exactly. Jesus was getting his brains blown.
Yeah.
And held her and saying, like, exalted her to the highest. No, we need to respect this woman. I mean, I agree for sure. Whether she would literally wash my feet or wash my feet. Either way. But I'm just saying, like, yo, that just changes, like, the whole world for me. Like,
the correlation between feet and penises just kind of baffles me. Like,
bro,
were their dicks, like,
you know what,
huge
listen.
Back then? Were they fucking dragging ankle?
Like, I'm just saying. So, like, listen, in 200-300 years,
right?
In 200-300 years, when we're talking about babies got peach or the peach, and we're relating that to the ass, people are gonna be like, the fuck was wrong with these people back in 2000? And, you know, shit.
A lot of
peach don't look like a fucking ass.
Or she got the
yams. You know, I never saw that.
Like, I'm just saying, like, you know, every culture has their talks, their correlations or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I don't know how they got it to that, but. Yeah. Once they uncovered that shit, like, bruh.
Yeah. Didn't that open up some shit for you?
I mean, like, so, like, yo.
Oh, I get it.
Yo. This whole thing about, you know, oh, to be a priest, you got to be celibate like Jesus and da-da-da. So, like, da-da-da, he got his...
It wasn't in the Bible, though.
My dog wasn't celibate. My man got his pole washed.
I'm just saying.
Man got his pole washed.
In front of people's, like, it was common practice. Like, yo.
But
holier than thou, she's doing to me what you brothers won't do.
Oh, no.
You know, the celibacy thing is nothing but control because, you know, the more sexually active you are, the higher testosterone and hormone levels go up, right? Doesn't that make an unruly amount of people if they're out there boning?
I mean, I kind of.
I feel that you're more docile when you're celibate.
Really?
I don't mind kill somebody.
Yeah, no, yeah. Because there's a bunch of priests that are like out there raping like little kids. I don't think that's docile at all.
Whoa. No, and they have the bad thoughts and they read their Bible and then they're back to square one.
Whip themselves, like, you know.
Whip themselves.
No, actually, that came about they said that became like a thing like a few hundred years after the death of Jesus Christ. Whereas, like, the teachings of Paul, I think it was, or something like that, that kind of like insisted. He wrote a letter. It was a comment in one of his letters, and then it became the law. You know, they encouraged priests to not take wives, to be celibate, and if you were already married, to kind of like
not have sex
with your wife anymore and stuff like that.
Okay.
But the thing about it, they were talking about like the Hebrew Bible, like one of the first commandments was be fruitful and multiply.
Exactly. Right. So
yeah,
it's
on
a contradiction.
The
flip side.
So I remember I remember getting in trouble with this in Sunday school because they were like Adam and Eve. And I was like, okay, so Adam and Eve, and they had, you know, their kids. How did that happen? Because they had two sons.
Yeah.
Who was Cain and Abel fucking? Rick just looked like
Well, I mean,
so what you're saying is that everybody had that experience like us. Like, is this the MILF thing? It's just like, you know, the MILF is, I mean, and this time it really was the MILF.
Well, remember,
I mean, I'm not sure which Bible this actually goes into now, if it's Old Testament or not. But Eve wasn't the first woman, though.
Oh no, that was
Yeah, which Bible are we talking about? If Eve wasn't the first woman, which Bible are we referring to?
Technically,
she was
no,
not.
But she was not part of the Old Testament. She was part of like there was like one of the canons or something like that.
Revised. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. Revised. Also,
I'm no Bible expert.
So Eve wasn't the first woman. Lilith was actually the first woman.
Lilith.
Oh yeah.
Lilith did not want Adam, so she wanted. She was her own independent woman. You know. So because of that,
she found a tree branch shaped like a penis and like, I got this, homie.
But then God took one of Adam's ribs and then created Eve from one of Adam's ribs. So Eve was the second woman that was born.
But the whole thing about be fruitful and multiply, they were talking about how the was the story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
And the story of Lot and the angels that came, and you know, the guys know about Sodom and Gomorrah, right?
We're just out here banging angels now.
They wanted the angels to come out. And the thing was, so they destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah not because of that. Is because they didn't know how to
treat people. It wasn't because they were,
they were raping tourists.
Yeah, like send them south so we can rape them or whatever. So it wasn't that that they were having sex and going crazy. Yeah. It was and fornicating. It was just because
they didn't know how to treat.
Yeah, they didn't know how to treat strangers. Mm-hmm. You know, people coming to your home or whatever.
Basically.
I mean,
you're not from here, are you?
I have no idea who you are, but drop your pants.
No homo.
You get one warning.
AKA,
essentially wasn't.
That's how it was. It wasn't
sexual.
Pretty much prison now. That's pretty much prison.
It wasn't.
So the thing was, you know, as they're running, you know, they told them run away from here. Don't look back. You know, the wife looked back, got turned into a pillar of salt.
Yeah.
So as they were putting it in the Bible, that's like, so the next day, you know, Lot is there with his three daughters. They just watched their whole world get blown up. They figured they're the last people on earth. Mm. How are we going to replenish this? All of a sudden, the three daughters are like, we have no husbands. So supposedly, Rick is like, you didn't get to this part, did you?
I didn't get to this part. I got like 15 minutes.
And I remember reading this too. I remember
they got him drunk. Yeah.
And then they had sex with him. So each of them got pregnant from
his daughters. Yeah.
And supposedly, you know, that, I mean, supposedly that's called incest, for those who are listening.
No, it is
score.
Fucking incest.
He's like, no, that is fucking incest.
Let's do ourselves a favor.
There is no inferred incest.
But, you know, he was praised because it wasn't the bad incest. It was like, you know, the thing was being fruitful and multiply.
It wasn't the bad incest because
there's a good incest? At least somebody explain.
Taking advantage of the other person.
I'm just saying. But supposedly, like, if you bring it up to the Bible or not, they're going to be like, no, but that, they were like God's will or the angel's will or something like that. I don't know what they would say. Like, that's why I wanted Craig on here because Craig would definitely be like,
God's will.
I read the Old Testament, the Quran, the Torah, all that sort of stuff. But that's been like decades ago, so like I don't remember like verbatim word for word.
That's what makes
me not a fan of religion.
Can I put a disclaimer out there for any of the weird sickos out there that think you could just go bang somebody now and say it was the angel's will, consent? Don't do that.
No.
We're still people out here.
There's still people out there doing things in the name of whatever god they worship, you know, to justify their shitty fucking behavior.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just funny how you have like this, especially now with this very ideological, evangelical, conservative movement, and how, you know, thing with abortion and life and, you know, having sex, fucking, all that sort of shit. Like, they want to be involved in everything. Like, right now, like, what, they're trying to pass a bill
in Florida
where if you are transgender, they want you to, they want the college itself to give your information to the state.
Yeah.
If you're getting transgender therapy or anything,
I don't understand this whole war that they're.
I don't know why. But
that's the thing, like, you know, and the funny thing about it is, like, you hear this with gun control, like, you know, people are like, oh, once they enact this, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden this happens. I mean, I kind of don't see it with gun control because far too many people have guns, and people talk about the National Guard coming. Like, listen, the National Guard is the people that live right next door to you, so. They're not gonna give up their guns. You ain't gonna give up their guns. But you see this other aspect of it where they start, and I think, oh, people are like, well, I don't want. And I kind of brought up that topic before about talking to your kids about sex or whatever, because a lot of people nowadays want to ignore that subject with their kids.
Mm.
And when you choose to ignore that subject with your kids, they get the information someplace.
They're going
to
get it
right now. The internet is way too big. And just like the kids' access to information nowadays is far, far greater than what we were with us growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to go to, I had to go to a library, sneak in, or, you know, go through, or like, you know, watch Skinamax in between the lines. I'm like,
right.
Oh, shit, that's what's
going on. Yeah, exactly.
Is that Skinamax or is it a different, it was like a porn channel. I think it was like,
I mean,
or some shit.
No, I didn't have. Nobody had that. We had like Cinemax.
I remember.
I remember Cinemax at like after like 10 o'clock.
Cause I had the old school dial TV.
Yeah.
So you had the VHS and they had to hit all the way to like 108 or some shit.
Yeah, we didn't have. I mean, we had the. I had the cable channels.
Yeah, every once in a while you see a nipple.
Yeah. Because I'm like, oh my god, look at that! Is that what that looks like? Oh my god! But anyway, yeah. So back to yeah, the whole religion and sex thing. Like, yo, they were like banging it up in the Bible, like the old, especially the Old Testament.
Oh no, they're fucking everyone.
You know, the whole thing about, like, you know, people want to talk about like polygamy. It's just like, yo, listen,
if
you go by tenets, it'd be like, you know, be fruitful and multiply.
That was what it was.
Well, there was no marriage either. I don't think Jesus spoke anything about marriage.
No.
That's the thing. Yeah,
there was no marriage.
Yeah,
it was just the husbands knocked up the help. You know,
any way they could to have a male heir.
Exactly, and it didn't matter.
I mean, that's the difference between Judaism and Muslims.
Pork?
No.
What?
Who the mother was.
Oh, okay.
Because Abraham, like Abraham and Sarah, wasn't having kids.
Mm-hmm.
So he knocked up the help or whoever it was.
That
was
the housekeeper.
And she had a son.
Mary maids.
Yeah, so she had a son. But then all of a sudden, Sarah got pregnant and she had a son too.
Right.
So that was a split in who was the true
king
heir to to the religion.
Fucking makes sense with that fucking show on Whatchamadoodle with the
Whatchamadoodle.
No, it was Gilead and all that. I forgot the name of the show. God damn it.
The Iliad?
No, Gilead. It was
Gilead.
Like this whole, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
I don't know, we watch a lot of the same stuff, but
no.
Just because you watch a chef show together, bro, doesn't mean
Gilliad.
Well, no.
He's like, help me out here. Yeah. We watch a lot of the same chef shows together. We gotta watch everything like that together.
No, we watch everything together.
I think I know the show he's talking about. That's why I wanted to spell it out first to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
The thing, one of the other things that blew my mind was that it's like, so like if you're a woman, right, and your husband died,
that right there, I know you're about to say that. So wow,
it was your family's the next male in line or close to you.
Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That shit is so sick. I love that shit. But that's exactly what it is.
Right.
Exactly what it is.
They literally have a person that they knock up that's like one of their house workers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The guy just, they just bang out babies.
Yeah. The wife just, the wife is there holding
them.
While he
Hold
them
once. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like
and tries to impregnate.
Without,
except threesome 21. Except she fucking loses the whole way around. Like, who the fuck wants to do that shit?
Yeah.
Not me.
I gotta be part of this.
So y'all
here, I'll just sit on her face while you do that. And it's like, all right,
watch
perfect.
I gotta get a little bit of
right?
Say, hey, while you up there,
go ahead, keep screaming. Go ahead.
Do that clam slam.
But yeah, so like if you guys haven't one of the tenets.
One of the bullshit.
One of the tenets was like, if your husband died and you didn't have a male heir, it was the closest male heir to your husband. His job was to knock you up.
Yep.
And his son, to have a male heir. So his that son would now claim or take
his claim dead father.
Of his father, you know, the dead father's
dead father stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the dead husband's stuff.
So your son,
as an uncle.
Yeah. So
any male.
You're not even so it's your son, but it's not your son, it's your brother's son.
Yeah, because your brother's son. You knock somebody up. You knocked up the widow.
Mm-hmm.
And that son is not yours, but it is, you know, the son of the...
That's crazy.
After hearing all that stuff, all I really heard was that women are just property. They're
always
just intellectual property.
I mean,
that's how
women have been pawns in the game of men for many, many years.
You cannot be priests.
Yeah, cannot be priests. Even just the changing of Mary Magdalene, like, you know, like downplaying her role in this. I'm just like, yo, if she, like I said, she went in and she washed Jesus' feet, and he's just like, hey.
Good luck.
Now those books that they supposedly left out. of the New Testament all of a sudden makes so much fucking clarity of like why they would do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I'm saying, like if you got my, if you blew my brains like that, I am the son of God.
I'm marrying you. And
you blew my brains like that. You made me call my father's name in vain.
I know, right?
And
I'm gonna put a ring on it.
And my 12 dudes around me can't do that for me.
Right.
Girl, you are the one.
Yeah.
I seen the Lord and it wasn't you, Dad. Sorry.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, we're going to hell. I'm sorry, Osiris.
She made him see stars.
I'm dragging you guys with me.
I just heard what you just said.
Oh, yes.
You just like rewind 15 seconds back.
Yeah.
Why?
No.
Why?
Why?
The BJ that started it all.
Wow.
I mean, but you gotta ask, did he call? Oh God.
No. What did they say back then?
Oh, toes. I don't know.
Oh,
fingers,
no.
fingers.
I can't.
Oh my God. Oh.
I mean, the penis was the feet.
I know, right?
Maybe they just said bah.
What the hell?
Maybe they
animal
just call it the person's name that they were doing this with. You know, mm-hmm. Oh Mary.
Oh, just did a lot of grunting.
Oh Jebediah.
I think that might have been before.
Oh Yabba Dabba Doo.
Yeah. Right.
That was before all the dirty talk, though.
I mean, but come on, though. Like, I mean, I'm sure at that time, because supposedly, you know, Mary just came in and serviced it. Because, like, so supposedly the setup was, when you invited a host to dinner, I'm a Lord, I invited you to dinner. So part of dinner, we had dinner, we have a meal. And then we have an aspect where we sit down and we talk about intellectual whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the slaves come in, you know, and that's when you get your shit blown.
Yeah.
So I don't think he knew her name. So he wasn't saying, like, he didn't stop it like, "Hail Mary."
So that's why they wore robes.
I know. Yeah, it just made easy it easy.
Access. You wipe their shit off and everything.
I mean, yeah, easy access to get it all wiped up, you know, like to clean my feet. Yeah. Oh, maybe that's why I was cleaning my feet. Because the robes cover the feet, so you had to lift to expose the feet, but everything else, you know, it's like
Shit makes sense,
we're
right?
We're learning something.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I really like this table, by the way.
Oh, no. Lord have mercy in this conversation. I'm not sure if Lord have mercy.
Listen, trust me, if you guys watch this video, go back and watch this video on history.
It's very eye-opening.
I went down the rabbit hole. I started looking up a lot of other things. So, like, we could even have, like, one on the New Testament. This one focused mainly on the Old Testament, but we could go into the New Testament, too. Like, some of the crazy shit. Is going on the Song of Solomon.
Yeah, that was supposed to be the most erotic book in the Bible.
That's where the butt fucking came in, right?
I'm not sure.
And they wasn't that the one where he was like one of the kings was in love with was it David?
Yeah, King David.
Jonathan.
No, David.
David and Jonathan.
Was in love David. So David and Jonathan was the story before David became king.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was David and Jonathan was supposedly like, you know, the quasi homosexual.
He was bi.
Tale.
It was completely bi.
Yeah. Completely bi. I mean, but the thing about it, it's just like
he just had a large appetite for sex.
Yeah.
I mean, when you had
anything.
But the thing is, you had that Greco-Roman thing. So it's like,
yeah.
If you were like, you know,
farm animals.
I love how people like, you know, especially nowadays here in the U.S., like they hail the Spartans for
maybe
what they were, but the Spartans were. You know, they're rampant homosexuals, pedophiles.
Mm-hmm. They were just in touch with their prostate.
I mean, yeah, they definitely in touch with their prostate. Why are you making that finger gesture, Ray? Oh wait, he been there.
Come hither.
Which one was it? The first one or the second one?
The second one followed suit though. Was the first one?
Fucking belly.
Yeah, but if you guys don't know, like, I mean, seriously, like, look up some of those like cultures and stuff that we like to hail from back in the days. Like, you know, guys, obviously, like, if you have a bunch of guys who are training for war all the time and you were separated.
Mm-hmm.
During your early years, puberty,
mm-hmm.
and you were given to an older male to be taught and groomed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sounds like to me you got your ass fucked.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of.
Or you did some washing of some feet.
Some sexual misconduct.
I mean, but the thing is, it's like, you know, the other thing too, like, I like to get into is like the whole thing about presentism, like where we are nowadays. We can't look back and be like, oh, that was wrong. You know, for their culture, for their time, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it, you know. It is what it was. We weren't alive back then to say like were people protesting against this or saying this is wrong or whatever, whatever? Or it was just like, people were just like, listen, this is pleasure. This is who we are. Mm-hmm. Let's just keep it moving.
Yeah. Don't yuck my yum.
Yeah.
Don't yuck my yum.
Don't yuck my yum.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to use that just so we're clear.
You said that the last time
exactly.
He said that.
Yeah.
You
loved really?
It
so
yes,
much.
You did.
You forgot.
What was this? This was on this the podcast, bro.
This
we
was
can go back
ago.
A couple episodes. Yeah.
Actually, no. You know what? It wasn't. I don't think it was Rick. I think it was thou who now how shall not be named.
Oh, so we just confused
his name.
Thou who shall not be named. Other black people?
No, we should not say her name.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, that was.
We just confusing people now?
No, you were there. No, you weren't there. No, you weren't there because we were sitting in the back there.
Yeah,
I think you're just picturing my face everywhere.
I was trying to picture it.
No problem.
All right, damn, we can run up on time. We got like 5 minutes left. I was gonna have a question a week, but I might have to switch that for the next one.
The one thing I did see in the video was like it they didn't care how many wives you had, and I found that very interesting because Christians are very squeamish around like multiple having sex with multiple people in this day and age.
You can't even say gay around them.
Nah.
Yeah,
but that's because all that is inferred by man later on is what actually happened, what actually happened, and what people say you should do are two total different things. Like that's why men are cheaters because it's natural to them. Polygamy, they're used to having more than one woman.
We're just we gotta go ahead and spread, man.
Not saying that that's what you do.
We are designed.
I'm just saying.
We are even designed after death. Like we will reproduce.
Like, after death?
Well, remember the lady that got pregnant by a deceased body?
Oh yeah.
Body?
I heard
so
about that. Yeah.
Even when we're dead, we're knocking motherfuckers up.
How we do it?
Yeah, because I think the kid was born, and then come to find out, it was the math did not add up because the guy died from like a DNA test or some shit. I don't know.
Goddamn.
You know, if they didn't know about that back then they wouldn't have some other dudes come in and like knock up the widow. They would just like jump on.
It's already hard.
His erect flaccid, just like
it's already stiff.
I'm gonna jump on it. You just pump the balls.
But why are we designed that way? Why are we designed to keep reproducing?
Do you think the idea of I mean, we're just gonna we have like 5 minutes left, so we jump at this topic real quick. So you think the idea of monogamy is
a concept created by the church? Yeah,
monogamy is a choice if people want to be monogamous.
It's a concept created by the church.
Uh huh.
What does your wife say?
Oh no, that's different. It's like, you know, generationally, you're taught a certain way that this is how life is, and you're programmed to believe that. Mm-hmm. So, any great civilization or big civilization, a lot of the villages were multiple wives and.
You know, I love that he fixed the fence, like, you know, put up a fence and stuff like that. He comes back with all these big words. We missed you, B.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did a lot of, I was listening to a lot of jazz.
Yeah, no, we missed you. We missed you on the podcast.
I missed your beard.
Yeah, you can't like take a vacation like that.
I can't? Okay, no, I'm sorry. Because I say some fucked up shit. So,
I mean, yeah, that's what makes you be. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because now, you know, my wife listens to this and I'm going to be sitting on the fucking couch. What do you mean monogamy is a concept created by the church? What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, I seriously do believe in that. I do.
I mean,
but then I also do think about, like, you do bump into the one.
Yeah.
And some people find out home to that one a couple times during their life. You may find one for now and then you change or you both grow apart and then you find another one, et cetera, et cetera.
Sexually, you could probably handle more than one, but like spiritually and emotionally, I don't think I can handle another woman.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to hang on to one. Like,
yeah.
What you do is you get one and then you get another one, but she also likes the first one. And then you get a third one who likes the second one and the first one. So now the first one and the second one and the third one all hang out with each other while you get your peace of mind.
Yo, does Virginia listen to this?
I don't know, man, because I think women.
The Virginia, silence.
Does
you see
Virginia
how, huh?
Listen to this?
Real quick, huh?
Well, I didn't say this was for me.
But women are way more territorial when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Women are territorial when it comes to that because it's like, I don't want.
That's my man.
Because you know what it is? It's the thing is like, just from that perspective, like, I could sexually be with a bunch of different men, but mentally and emotionally, I could only give myself like that to one guy. Okay. So to think that that guy that's giving me that type of emotion is putting that same effort into somebody else, women were like, nah, fuck that.
Right.
No. Yeah. That's
but the thing
the
about
issue.
It, so it's like, no, but the thing about, I think I like, kind of like what you said, like, you know, you can be with several people. You could only mentally and spiritually be with one.
Right.
You can fuck a lot of people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you keep it straight within yourself, like if people know, you know.
So what you're saying is if you have more than one person that you're with, you basically have like a wife, a girlfriend, a concubine, a toy, a mistress, like there's like different labels to it, right?
Rick is just looking to redefine his life from his, you know, 20 until now.
It's just like utility pussy.
Yeah, there you go.
But see, then you have those, women.
Utility
like,
pussy.
You know, they're like, you know what? I don't want to be a number. Like, even if I am number
well,
one,
that's why
I don't want to be a number.
I didn't give them numbers.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to share. Fuck that. I don't want to share.
I mean, for a while, honestly, like I did have.
At first, it's fine.
And I call you Tuesday.
Like, for a while,
let's call you Tuesday. I can't.
No.
Wednesday. I'm Wednesday. Damn it.
Wednesday. See,
I am dead serious. Like, you can,
the golf girl.
If you ask the boys at the school.
Mm-hmm.
There were several times that we would go out as a group. Oh, who's that? Oh, that's New York.
Yep.
Oh, who's that? And I'll say it to their face because I just straight up like, listen, this is a thing. We're dating.
Uh-huh.
But ain't like,
no.
You know, like.
Zip codes.
Yeah, it's not. Well, it's not like zip codes, but it's just like, we're dating. We're hanging out. We're cool. But I'm not like, I'm not claiming you. Don't claim me. Like, are you cool with that? Like, if you're cool with that, then we can keep it going.
Right.
You know, but if you're not cool with that, just leave, you know, just end it right now. Like, we can move on.
Right. We're not doing Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm not inviting you over. You know, we can hang out, fuck, and do whatever, and then when it's over, it's over. We can walk.
Yeah. I'll give you a towel. Just
I'll give you a towel.
A warm one.
I used to be like that, though. I'm not going to lie.
Sleep in a wet spot.
Things like, if you're clear with your intentions beforehand, like, people can choose to accept or not to accept. That's why I used to tell, like, and when people used to ask me, like, I have friends who would ask me, how did you get with this chick and this chick? I was just straight up with them.
Yeah.
Just honest. Like, a lot of times, guys think that women want to lock them down. And honestly, a lot of times, most...
I'm sorry, but I felt every single piece of what he just said right now.
Right.
And I felt like it needed an applause.
Yeah.
Because I felt every piece of that. Okay.
Because sometimes women just want it to be... They just want to bust a nut too.
Yeah, yeah. Just communicate that shit to them in the beginning, and then you know, it ain't no guessing game. It's not. Oh, I thought. Oh, I assumed. Oh, but you said no.
This relationship, I mean, not. We started. That's the way she saw things. I was like, no, I'm trying to nail you down. She was like, yeah, I just want to bust a nut.
But what happens is like when you start that relationship, like you're just fuck buddies, and then emotions just automatically.
Emotions always come into it, but I think that's the thing about it's communication.
The longer the relationship, man, yeah, but eventually y'all gonna get attached.
I mean, you do get attached at some point, but you have.
She's gonna move her shit in your apartment overnight.
No. It's clarity and communication.
And then next thing you know, your kid's there, and you're
stop talking about your wife.
Yo, right?
No. You know, I did have a pretty wife life.
Yeah. Because he was really into that wife. my man was standing
like,
there.
He was hurt by it. He was having a few times.
He was into
She starts
it.
With her toothbrush and her women products and shit, and you're like, oh, okay. Mm-mm. No, you're not spending Shark Week here, honey.
Clarity and communication, bro. Clarity and communication.
But see, that I appreciate. Cause I've done that. Like when I've had sex with like multiple women, like in the same like time zone, time period, you know, we have that talk. Like, hey, listen, like we're not BFGF, no boyfriend, girlfriend, no hubby, wifey. Like
I don't even want to go to dinner.
We're just having sex.
Speaking of, we got to go back and talk about that thing that, I mean, it would perfectly have led into that topic that Craig had posted up, but unfortunately we had to go. But like, you know, that guy talking about like, you know, he has seven kids by seven different baby mamas.
Don't even get me started.
No, we got to talk. Well, eventually we'll talk about that.
He got seven dwarves out here.
We might have to have like a third one.
But
you know, we'll have a bonus episode. That's what we'll do.
Hood man and the seven dwarves.
Right? Anyway, so, unfortunately, we got locked down. If you are a evangelical Christian, or you know, you're just a diehard Bible thumper and you listen to this, the fuck is wrong with you? Because you're probably covering yourself in holy water right now. But if you still listen to it,
I don't think they made it down to this season. Yeah. I think they probably listened to the first two episodes and like, oh,
nope. Not for me. For all of our fans that are out there. Keep it coming. Let us know what you think. Like, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next edition of the
D-Squad.
Peace.